Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf dalet. Rosh Hashanah daf dalet, and we are on Gimel Amud Beis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah towards the bottom of the Amud Maskifla Rav Yosef, about 7 lines up from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about the dating of Shtaros, Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, and the question is, what exactly is the Rosh Hashanah for kings, Jewish kings, non-Jewish kings? And the Gemara was Mechalik yesterday that Rosh Hashanah l'Malchei Yisrael is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Malchei Umos Ha'olam is Tishrei. And as we'll see later on, maybe that fits in nicely with the fact that we know that Nisan and Tishrei were both Rosh Hashanah. Nisan as Rosh Hashanah relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that obviously has to do with us, while Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah that relates to Brias Olam, and that of course relates to the entire world. We'll see later on in a Machlokas, and we'll see in Tosfos that Elo ve'Elo Divrei Elokim Chayim. They really, both of those are really part of Brias Olam. The Gemara's Tosfos says in the Gemara later on that Tosfos Yud Aleph Amen Aleph in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Tahani Da'amri B'Tishrei Sphere Luke of Yeshua there, Benisa Nivra Olam, Tosfos talks about the concept that it's possible to say Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that both of these opinions relating even to Briasa Olam are correct, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, so to speak, on Tishrei to create the world, the Machshava, but the actual Briasa Olam was created in Nisan. So that is, could be, again, we'll talk about that at length when we get to it later on, but there is an idea that both of them relate to Briasa Olam, but really we say Tishrei is the root Briasa Olam, while Nisan relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Also, the thought of the Kedushas Levi that's quoted by many, Kedushas Levi says that we always bask in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always basks in our glory. Right, starting with the Gemara in Brachas Davav, where what does it say at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, and what does it say in our tefillin? Our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is unbelievable, Hashem is our God. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say in his tefillin, Kaviyachol, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goyechad Ba'aretz. Who is like Am Yisrael? He praises us. And that is why in Parshas Matos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding Am Yisrael to fight the Midianim, he says, Nekom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe turns around and tells B'nei Yisrael, Nekom Nikmas Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always worried about our covenant. And we're always worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant. And that's why, explains Rav Levi Yitzchak, that in the Torah, the holiday in Chodesh Ha'aviv is called Chag HaMatzos, even though we call it Chag HaPesach, and we have Maseches Pesachim, because Pesach has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's passing over us. In the Torah, only Erev Pesach is called Pesach, but we call the whole holiday of Pesach, because that's what we focus on. Matzah has to do with our allegiance to Hashem. We went out, even though we didn't have any bread on our back, we didn't have any food, Lech Lechach Rabbah Midbar, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos in praise of us. And there are many related other issues that also might have to do with Nisan and Tishrei. We focus on Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah for us. Why? Because Tishrei is Briyas Olam. We focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as we have been talking, what is the Torah considered Rosh Hashanah? Nisan. Because Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's where his relationship with us started, when he became the chosen nation, and therefore he focuses kaviyachol on Nisan. Okay, so we're in that sugya of what is the proper Rosh Hashanah, and we just said that in the last lines that Koresh, even though he was a pashtus, a king from the Umos Olam, he was a Melech Kasher, and that's why he's considered like Malchei Yisrael in the counting. He's considered as if he goes by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not like Tishrei, not like the other Umos Olam. And we discussed at the end of the year, was he Jewish, was he not Jewish, v'chulu. So Maskevah Rav Yosef. Chada, Rav Yosef asks on this to suggest that Koresh was a Melech Kasher, and that's why he goes by Nisan. Chada de Imkein Kashu Kraya Hadadi. If so, then you have a problem with the following psukim. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, V'sheitzi baisa dana, ad yom tlasa liyarach ador, the Beis HaMikdash finished being built, bais sheni. Right, that's what we're talking about, the pasuk in Ezra. So we know it's bais sheni. It was finished being built on the third day of Adar. First day of Adar, Dihishnas Shish the Malchus Daryavesh Malka, which was the sixth year of Daryavesh. So the sixth year of Daryavesh in Adar, That's when the Beis HaMikdash was finished. Vitanya, Ba'osozman, and says the Brisa, at that time, Lishana Haba'a, the following year. What's the following year? That's when Allah Ezra Mibavel v'galusa imo. That's when Ezra came up with his whole entourage after the Beis HaMikdash was built, and the Pasuk describes that this took place in Nisan. But it was the following year. It wasn't a month later. It was the following year. Says right, but the Pasuk says Lashana Haba. So we assume that means 13 months later. Adar, it was finished. 13 months later in Nisan. That's when Ezra came up to Yerushalayim, Viksiv, and then it says, Vayovo Yerushalayim, that's when he started leaving Bavel to come up. And when did he actually get there? Vayovo Yerushalayim, Bachodesh HaChamishi, he got there in Av. In the fifth month, Hishnas HaShviyas LaMelech, and this is the seventh month to the Melech. So one second. If he was a Jewish king, and we always use Nisan for the calculations, so if they finished in Nisan in his sixth month, it finished in Adar in his sixth month, and then a whole year passes, the following Nisan, and the following Av, so what month should that be? That should be the eighth year. If the Adar was the sixth year, then Nisan switches because he is a Melech Kasher. The whole following year is the seventh year. After that, at the beginning of that year, Ezra comes up in the eighth year. So if Im Isa, and if it's true that he is a Melech Kasher and he's calculated like a King Malcha Yisrael, Shnas Hashminis Miboilei. It should be the eighth year, not just the seventh year. Just do the simple calculations. Adar to the following Nisan to Av. Question one. Va'od, and also Midami. And also, how could you even compare these last couple of psukim brought in at the end of yesterday's shir? How are you comparing Hasam Koresh Hachadar Yavesh? Rabbi Avo's statement that he was a Melech Kasher, that's about Koresh. The psukim that we're discussing is Daryavesh. Aren't those two different kings? So the Gemara says, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavesh, who are Tachshasta? Really, it's all the same person. This answers the second question. Koresh a Melech Kasher, Haya. Koresh, he was called Koresh because he was a Melech Kasher. Switch around the shin and the resh, right? Melech Kasher. Artachshasta al shei malchuso. He's called that based on the malchus. What does that mean? So the Rishonim explained, it's like the generic name, like president, like paro for the Egyptians. Right? That's Artachshasta in the times of the Persians. That's the generic name. Umashmon is real name, but Yavashmo. So that second question was answered. Mikom Akom Kasha. Aye, what about the other first question that we asked? How could Ezra, the Beis HaMikdash could have been finished in Adar, and then the following Nisan, and the following Av, is only considered 1 year later. It should be considered 2 years later, the eighth year. So Amar Yitzchak, Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Shehechmetz, Kan La'achar Shehechmetz. He was good, but then he became literally vinegar. Became vinegar, he lost his goodness, and therefore we started calculating like Malchei Umos HaOlam. So let's think about it. It was an Adar, that was his sixth year. And then the following year was his officially up to now seventh year, and then Nisan, the following Nisan started the eighth year. But in the middle he became bad. He was Hechmetz. So that's why we started counting by Tishrei, like Umos HaOlam. So that's why he's 1 year less. And therefore it's considered his seventh year and not his eighth year. Okay, says the Gemara now, a couple of suggestions. Masiv la Rav Kahana, Umi Hechmetz, what is the source that Daryavesh, this king that we assume gave permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, to complete the building, became bad? Mi Hechmetz, was something occurred? Where is that? V'haksiv, but don't we have, we're going to ask three questions now. There are three psukim that seem to say that he was not bad, that even as he gave permission, he was still positive. So Umi Hechmetz, V'haksiv, doesn't it say, Rashi says in the letter that he sent in the hands of Ezra to the officers in Eretz Yisrael, Uma Chashchan, what do you need? What do you need in your, amongst your supplies? Uvenei Torin, V'dichrin, V'imrin, La'alavan, La'alashmaya. Do you need all the animals, the rams and the sheep, all these animals for the God of heaven? Chintin, Melach, Amar umishach, and wheat and oil and wine, kimamar kanai di Yerushalayim, all these raw materials, leheva misyahiv lahem biyom di lo shalu, let it be given to them on a day lo shalu, without fail, every day give them all these supplies. That sounds pretty good. It doesn't sound like a king that was Hechmetz, right? So he gives them all these supplies, and this is the letter that he sent with Ezra, Rashi explains. So how do we see that he was Hechmetz? It seems like he was great. So Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak, who is the one that suggested, he defends himself. He says, Rebbe, mitunach, from your bundle, meaning from your pasuk, I will prove to you that I'm right, that he was Hechmetz. Because continue reading the psukim. Mitunach, dilevon me hakravin nichochin le'elashmaya. They should bring all these karbanos that have reich nichoach to the God in heaven. Umatzlin l'chayim malko v'noi. And they should daven for the king and his children. So you see, he's all interested in selfish reasons. Right? It's all about, oh yeah, build a base of Mikdash, but daven for me. And make sure that I'm taken care of. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's, you see, he was Hechmetz. Says the Gemara, Uman David Achilab Mal. You see, well, that's so bad. He allows them to build the base of Mikdash and says, yeah, but they all have me in mind. What's so bad about that? But Tanya, don't we have a brisa? We had back in Psachim. Ha'omer Sela Zulit Staka. If somebody gives Staka and says, Bishvil Sheyichyu Bini. I'm giving the staka God so that my son, you know, lives. Ubishvil she'ez keba l'chai olam haba. Or that I am zochat olam haba. I'm doing it al manas l'kaba pra, so to speak. Hariz et tzadik gamur. Right, that's et tzadik gamur. It's an unbelievable righteous individual. So how can we say that the Yavish was such a bad guy? Because he had in mind, let him build a base of Mikdash, but you know what? Let him daven for me. It says in the brisa that if somebody gives staka l'shem, you know, Chaye Bino, or Olam Hab, it's a great sign of the Gamur. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Kan Be Yisrael, Kan Ba Avodes Kochavim. It depends about Jews or non-Jews. By Jews, we say, ulterior, bad Kavana is okay. Why? As Rashi and Tosas both explain, because Mistama, even if a Jew doesn't get what he asks for, he's still going to keep his emuna. He still is, a Jew's emuna is not based on what he gets. Throughout history, there's been a lot of difficulty, trials and travails, and look, the Jews have fiercely, you know, held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a good part of Am Kshei Oref, even though there's a negative as well. But that's a Jew. Right, Rashi says on the first skinny line, Shelibo Lashamayim, Vimirim lo Bachayav, Eino Kore bo Tagar, Elator Yisrael Bavono. Right, we blame ourselves. It must be that I did something wrong. But when it comes to Umos HaOlam, Bov Degel Chavim, if he doesn't get it, then Korei Tagar, he's going to complain. And Tosfos even discusses, maybe he will be Toeh Al HaRishonos. He will be upset and regret the good, constructive actions that he did. So that's what it's referring to. That's why it's not a good thing for him to say, HaRezet Tzadik Gomer. This is the price up. First section out of three. First objection, was the source that he was Hechmetz. So we tried to say this one, that he had bad Kavana. We ended up saying, why is that so bad? And we ended up being Mechalik between Yisrael and Ovdei Kochavim. All the Rishonim here discuss how this fits in. We already read Tosas' answer. But how this brisa of if somebody gives staka with bad intentions, bad in quotes, so then he's a tzaddik gamur. How does that fit with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? The first paragraph where the Mishnah says, Ha'omer, if somebody says, or somebody shouldn't, Al tiyu ha'misham shen atzarav, ka'avadim, ha'misham shen atzarav ha'manas l'kabal pras, el shalom ha'manas l'kabal pras. So how does that fit into Hari's tzaddik gamur? That sounds like you're amazing. You're a tzaddik gamur. It says in Pirkei Avos that you're not doing what's best. Right, shalom anas l'kala pras. So that's where Tosfos here has that answer. Well, maybe the chiluk is you are inside the gomer as long as you don't regret afterwards. Right, so if you regret, so that's why that mishnah is just referred to l'chatchila, because if you're going to regret, then it's going to be bad. But if you're not going to regret, then it's okay. One answer given by Baal Yad Tosfos. Other answers given by other rishonim is that maybe it's staka versus all other mitzvahs. The gemara doesn't give this answer. But maybe tztaka is different. As we know, tztaka, there's an issa daraisa in Sefer Dvarim, lo tenasu as Hashem. We're not allowed to test God. We're not allowed to do mitzvos on condition. I'm going to do this mitzvah, Hashem, on condition that you do this for me. So we're not allowed to do mitzvos like that, with one exception. The Rishonim, the Redi Chazal say it in Maseches Tainus, and the Rishonim say it, tztaka, based on a pasuk, I think, in Malachi, b'chanuni nabazos, test me in this, in my lo, right, if I'm going to open up the storage houses for you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it. So tztaka is the only one where we're allowed to. That's why, that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, of Misha Berachs. Why do we have the concept of Misha Berachs? Misha Berach, right? Who yivarech? What happens by mishaverech? Person gives staka. We don't have that after somebody does any other mitzvah, right? Somebody shakes a lulav. We go over to mishaverech, right? Misha zacha lito lulav. Who yivarech? Right? We only have that by an aliyah and by somebody who's no that staka. Why? Because of that idea. Because when it comes to staka, one has more flexibility. It doesn't mean that we're always going to get the answer that we deserve, that we want, that we deserve, that we'll get, that we want. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is the tzaddik of the whole world. Therefore, he knows what's best for us. But staka is different. Staka is different. That's a second answer of the Rishonim. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has another suggestion. The Pnei Yeshua here says, quoting from the Drushes Haran, right, the other Achronim also, I saw a quote from the Drushes Haran, that maybe there's a difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. Our Gemara says, Hari is a tzaddik gomor. That's not the highest level, though. What does it say in Baba Kama Daf Lamed? Hai ma debay lemevi chassida, lekaye mili da'avis. If you want to be a chassid, you have to learn Pirkei Avos. So at Pirkei Avos, Habashav Shad Sarav Shalom and Asakav Pras, that's the higher level of Chasidus, not just the level of Tzidkus, right? As the Bishlul Sisharab goes through all the different levels. The Yadua, Sheish Hefresh Gadol, Beit Tzadik Gomer Uvein Chasid, Verayel Adavar, we'll see later on, the Gemara is going to ask the difference between Tzadik Hashem Bechol Derachav and Chasid Bechol Masav. Right, we see even in Ashrei, we have the difference. So he says, there's a big difference. One might be serving me Ava, one might be serving me Yira, and therefore, our Gemara about Yira, that's a tzaddik, that's okay. But the other Gemara, the other Mishnah is about Yira, about Ava, and that's the level of Chassid. One final approach that is very commonly suggested by the Achronim, Rav Avad Yosef writes this in his commentary on Mishnayos, in Anafes Avos, on Pirkei Avos. He discusses, there are many. He starts off by saying, he asks from that Mishnah, right, Shalom Anas. There are many examples in Shas where we find Amoraim did activities, even mitzvos, Amanas l'kabel schar. Many times we find in Brachos Chafres, the Gemara says there when Reb Zera was tired and he couldn't focus on his learning, he used to go out and sit by the door of the Beis Medrash so that when big rabbis walked by, he would be able to stand up for them and the akabel schar. And he'll get schar for it. Reb Zera. Reb Zera is thinking he's going to get, how do you do this? Shalom Anas l'kabel pras. Moshe Rabbeinu is outside of Eretz Yisrael. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. L'kabel schar, to get schar for the mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it to get the schar. The Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota. And other examples, Daf Yudalid, right? That's his lashon. And other examples, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we discussed, they were deciding which street to go down. One street that had a base of Avodah Zarah on it, and one street that said it had a base Zonos on it. And one said to the other one, which street? One said, oh, we should go down the base Zonos street, so we can be Makabel Schar by being Kovish or Yetzer. The other one says, not a good idea, but again, Schar. So what is it? So explains Rav Maharash Primu, right, which is quoted by Ravadi here, and quoted by other Achronim as well. There's a difference between mitzvahs you have to do and mitzvahs you're volunteering to do. Mitzvahs that you have to do it, period. You can't do that amanas anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to do this mitzvah, you have to do it. All the examples that we have of volunteering are mitzvahs that they're mekabel schar, that's volunteering mitzvahs. Right. Reb Zera didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to go sit by the doorway. He could have gone to sleep. I want to volunteer. So when it's about volunteering mitzvahs, you could do that on Manas L'Kabel Schar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was here. He didn't have to daven to go into Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, but he did. So you're right. Once he's in the situation, it's going to be chiyuv. But to daven to be in that situation, right, that is volunteering. The Amorim didn't have to go down any of the streets. They could have stayed where they were. Right? Or he quotes later on from the Vilna Gaon, Arus. Right, Rus about the Bekabel Schar, because Rus was a Giyaris, right? She didn't have to do anything. That's why in all these cases, there are examples of doing it, volunteering. So that's the Ukimta. In this case, right, Ha'omer Sela Zulat Tzaka. You have to give this Sela. Tzaka's flexible, right? You could have given other Tzaka's Dafka. This one you're giving, you're choosing to give this one. Tzaka is obligatory, but who says this example of it? This is sort of an example where it's, the Ani is not staring at you in the face, and maybe it's not obligatory, and that's why one could say that Kavana.
Is there a difference between doing something in order to receive schar, which is very general, versus doing something with a specific return?
Right. Is there a difference between general schar versus I want this? Right. I want this job. I want this. That's a good question. I didn't see the Rishonim or Mefarshim be Mechalik, but all the examples are general. Are general. I hear it's Amrash Yichya Bini. This one is specific. I guess that's specific. Did you say which son? You say what chaya means? Is a chaya olam haba, chaya olam hazeh? Okay, so maybe you could say more general is okay. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is where it's a specific pras you're looking for. Okay, maybe. Okay, let's continue. Number two, v'ibayis ema, 10th line or so. V'ibayis ema, sekem shah, minolon de'ich means, how, Rebbe Yitzchak, how do you know that Yavesh became vinegar? How do you know that it became bad? What's the raya? It seemed like good in the psukim. Tachsiv, second try. Nitbachin di even galal tlasa. He's giving the list of the raw materials. The marble that is piled up in rows, three rows. Vinidbach di a chadas. And wooden row, one wooden row. Vinifkisa min base malka. You should take all the expenses from the king's house. Tisyehavit should be given. Lamale David Hachi. Why did he say to build in this way? Three rows of marble, one row of wood. Three rows of marble, one row of wood. Why? Savar imardu bi Yehudai iklai benura. He's taking precautions. He's putting some wood in there so that if the Jews rebel, I'll just light the whole thing on fire. Right, that's why he's putting the wood in. So you see, he was Ichmitz. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Atu Shlomo lo avid achi? Shlomo Melech also built a piece of Mikdash like this. It's a beauty thing. It's not something all because he's worried. It's a beauty thing. Vaksiv. The Psukim say in the beginning of Melachim. Remember that parak? That parak and a half is all description. It's all description of the Beis HaMikdash, of Bayis Rishon. Bayis the Mishkan is described in Truma Tetzaveh. And Bayis Rishon is described in Melachim. Bayis Sheni is described in Mishnayis, in Meseches Midos. Bayis Shlishi is described in Sefer Yechezkel. Right, so that is the all the different Mekomos HaKadoshim that we have. So Vaksiv, it says in Melachim, by Bayis Rishon, Shlosha Tore Gazis, Vitar Kerusos HaRazim. So you see, they're using stones and they're using wood, cedar wood. So the Gemara says there's a difference. Shlomo avan milamala ve'iyu avan milamata. Shlomo put the wood on top. So you see, that's just a design. Iyu avan milamata, but he built from below. Right? What else is it going to be used for? Shlomo shake bibinyana. Shlomo recessed the wood inside. Therefore, you see, it's not there to use as anything besides beauty. Iyu lo shake bibinyana, and Daryavish did not. And Shlomo sadi besida. Shlomo covered it with lime. So it's clear that Shlomo HaMelech was using it as a design not to leave open in case of rebellion. So that is source number two, that he was Echmitz. And third, Amar Rav Yosef, Itemer Rav Yitzchak, Minalon de Echmitz Mehacha. Third, suggestion from Nehemiah. Vayomar li HaMelech, right? The pasuk that we quoted yesterday, right? The Melech told me when right, Nehemiah was talking to the king and saying that he looked bad, he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Vashegol Yosheves etzlo. The phrase that we already gave the answer to this, but the Gemara is going to have a Havamina. That the Shegol was sitting next to him, right? Sitting next to the king. So what's the Shegol? My Shegol. Amar Rabba Bar Lima Mishvei Derav Kalbisa. A dog. A female dog that the Yavid committed acts of bestiality with. That's what was sitting there. So you see, he was a bad guy. You see, he was a Balavera. That's how you know that he was Hechmetz. Says the Gemara, Elameat, right, what Rashi says, by the way, if you just look at the Rashi on Kalbasa, Lemishkav, Ubnei Noach Huzeru Alkach, Ebnei Noach are also Musar on Mishkav Behema. They're also, it's included in Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis, as we know, the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach are not just seven mitzvahs, there are seven categories of mitzvahs. The Sefer Chinuch writes, Beferish and Parshas Vaschanan, Mitzvah Tav Tez Zayin, he says, every Gezel includes many Yisurim, Arayas, Avodah Zarah. There's not just 7 verses 613. There's more than 7. Maybe there's 30. Right? There's many mitzvahs. So this is also included in Mishkav Zachar. Mishkav, including the Arayas, Mishkav Behema. And Rashi says, Uvedei Noach Huzer Alkach Sheneemar V'hayu L'basar Echad. Because man and woman are supposed to come together into a unit, and Yatsu Behema V'chaya V'of She'ena Nas in Basar Echad. An animal and a person can never become basar echad. Shein yoldin min ha'adam. They cannot reproduce from man. They can't produce offspring. So that's how you know that's not included. This is Rashi, Lishitaso. Rashi the Shitasa, what does V'hayu L'basar Echad mean? That we mentioned many times, Rashi in Bereishis. Rashi says on the Pasuk, V'hayu L'basar Echad, that means the offspring. How does it mean that man and woman are supposed to be Basar Echad? The offspring that comes out of the relationship. That's Rashi L'Shitasa, that's what Basar Echad means. Who argues? The Ramban there. Remember the Ramban in Parshas Bereishis, Ramban says, no, Basar Echad, right, that's something unique to human beings, humans and humans. But animals also have basar echad, according to you, Rashi. Animals and animals. You're right, Rashi here says animals and humans together don't have basar echad. But the Ramban assumes that basar echad in the Torah is also uniquely referring to something human. Animals also have basar echad. That's why the Ramban has the beautiful lashon that basar echad means the relationship. Dveikis b'nishosehen. Animals don't have that. They mate and then they leave. And even the animals that are monogamous, they only have one mate for life, even they don't have a relationship. Right? Human beings, v'hayil basar echad. That's what it means, even on a deeper level. But that's Rashi. Rashi says that's the source that B'nai Noach are included in Mishkav Behema. So you see, he was Hochmatz, because this is what he's involved in. This is what he's involved in, so therefore you know he is a Baal Aveira. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, wait a minute, Hadichsiv. But it says by other psukim related to this shegal va'al mare shma yehisro mamta. Right, Daniel says you have raised yourself up from over God ulamanaya di base haisiv kadama, and the caliph of his house, of God's house, you have taken. Right, talking about Nebuchadnezzar. The ant v'raver v'noyich sheglasach ulechinasach chamra shasin bahon, and you have taken and given to drink. Given to drink, Shasi about have drunk through them. The Shego? Right, that's on the list here. The Shego drunk wine? Really? Vi Shego Kalbasa, he. Kalbasa ba Bishte Chamri, he. What, dogs drink wine? That's pretty unusual. How can a dog drink wine? So Bar says, no, hello, Kasha, no problem. The Mafale Vishasya. Yeah, he was trained. He was trained to drink wine. So it's possible. So Shego can still mean Kalbasa. Let's just finish the section, and then we'll come back to that line. Ela Me'ata, one second, another pasuk. Tichsiv, Benos Melachim, Beyikro Secha, Benos, the daughters of kings honor you. Nitzva Shegal Liminecha. The Shegal stands to your right, Bekesem Ophir. With Kesem Ophir. What does that mean? Rashi, let's continue first. Ve'i Shegal Kalbasahi, Maikam Avasilu Navi Yisrael. And if it is, means Kalbasa, what is this good message that's being given? That, you know, the daughters of kings will give you covet, right? This is David HaMelech talking. Nitzvah Shegel, Shegel will be to your Yamin. Why is it good that dogs will stand up? Right? Why is that a bracha? Hachi Ka'amar, Bishar, Shechaviva Torah Yisrael, in the merit that the Torah is beloved to the Am Yisrael, kishegal la'ovdei kochavim, like an animal used for Mishka Behema is to the ovdei kochavim, zachisam lekesem ofer. You will be zocha. With that love, the effort Torah, you'll be zocha to beautiful jewels. Kesem ofer. And that is the bracha that David HaMelech is giving. Okay, 2 points. First, going back, there is a story that is told over. Talking about dogs that are trained. It's told over. I've heard it about three different, either the Rambam or the Baal HaTanya or the Gra. Right? It's about one of the great people, and that's Rabbi Wein says, even if we don't know who it's about, it's not told about me and you. Right? So, there's a certain category of a caliber of personality that these stories are told about. So even, we don't know which one it's about. Either way, that one time there was or if you notice on Ibishitz maybe, I might have heard it from B'Shem him too, that one time he was having a machlokas about, with a certain philosopher who said that there's not much difference between people and animals. We're trained, we do the right thing because we're trained to do it, and animals are trained to do the right thing, and there's not much difference, like the Psukim saying Koheles. So Rav Yonasan Ibishitz says, oh really? The guy says, I could train cats. I could train cats to be, you know, to be like people. So he's like, really? He says, come back in a month. He comes back in a month, and you know the story, the philosopher trained the cats to be waiters. He's serving the first course, and they're coming out with the appetizer, and he says, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, so to the girl, right, you see? He says, wait. And we know the whole story, the soup, and the main course, everything, and finally dessert is coming. And he says, give it to me, tell me that. There's not much difference. And all of a sudden, Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, there are different versions of how he got this into his pocket in the first place. He takes a mouse out of his pocket and he puts it on the floor. All of a sudden, bedlam and everything, craziness, and bottles and trays, everything breaking all over the place. right? Because and all the cats are on all fours all of a sudden again. Because when the mouse is there, when the Yetzirah is there, when the Taiva is there, then animals are just animals. People have the ability to be kovish the Yetzer. It's a big difference between the two. So here, you get trained dogs to be to drink, okay? Maybe in a certain sense, but they're not really going to be like human beings in that case. They're just going to be trained. Okay, what is this last line? In the merit that the Torah is beloved to us, like a mishkav behema animal is to a non-Jew? What kind of comparison is that? Says the Netziv. And if I said one yesterday, coming to today's daf for this Netziv Dayenu, says the Netziv in Parshas Kisetze, on the pasuk of Losavi Esnan Zonu Mechir Kelef, right? You could have guessed it. Which pasuk of Kisetze this is going to be on? So there he has a pshat of what the comparison is of Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev. And there in the Harchev Davar, he says, Umatsanu Maimer Tamua, the Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. There's a very unusual mimer in Rosh Hashanah. Nisva Shegali Mincha Bekesem Ophir. He quotes Bischad that we have as much love for our Torah as somebody from the Umas Olam have for his Mishka Behema animal. What kind of comparison is that? He says V'Hoinyan. Let me explain. Deshone Avashne Hadvarim Halalu. The love in these two types of love are different than all other loves in the world. She'eno Musag Lami She'eno Shakua Ba'avazu. You can't understand it unless you're in it. These two loves, unless you're involved in it, you can't fathom it. V'lo kamo kol ahavos shehema muvanim l'chol b'nei adam. All other loves in the world can be understood by people. Af agav she'ein kol adam shavin b'tivan. Even though it's not equal. Zeh oev davar zeh yosef. Zeh oev davar zeh b'yosef. If somebody loves pizza, you can understand that love. You might love pizza more than me. Right? But somebody loves a sports team. Right? Somebody loves cars. Those loves are fathomable. People, I enjoy cars. I enjoy this. I enjoy that. You can understand it. It's explainable to somebody who doesn't have that love. They can fathom. I hate a certain food, but I can understand how you love a certain food. I can understand that. But when it comes Mishkav Behema, I mean, nobody, you can't understand that. What kind of love is that? Right? A love for a, right? It's disgusting. You can't even fathom that. If somebody does not have a love for Torah, Can't fathom what does it mean to get, right, you have free time, you go learn something. What does that mean? Right, yeah, that's all you love. And if somebody is shakun it, they don't love anything else. It's all consuming. Right, getting up at all hours of the morning and the night, anybody who's committed to daf yomi. If somebody's not learning the daf, okay, they can fathom it if they learn other things. But imagine somebody who's totally unaffiliated with Torah to hear with this. What is it? You're not making money? You don't get any money for this commitment? You can't fathom it. That's the comparison. Unbelievable. Avam mikol makom halkom evidim suk ava shel davar. Masheinkin avas haTorah liYisrael. Mashemiskasher haHogeba ba'ava v'shogeba v'chein avas kalbasa leumos haolam haShogeba mashu meshukatz umesuav be'enei haAdam she'en lo avazu hema dvarim niflaim. That you read this Gemara, you're like, oh, what is this talking about? Oh, the Netziv opens up our eyes, it tells us how we're supposed to view this chazal. Bischar shechaviv atar liYisrael, but also ofanale she'eno muskal l'das enoshi kmo avas kalbasa. That's the Harchev Dover. That's the Netziv right here in Parshas Kisetze. Unbelievable. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, we are up to the third wide line. So we just had the third shot. Why is, how do you know that Daryavish was Chochmatz? Because he had this animal. Really means queen, like we said yesterday. Maybe it was Esther Amalka, like Rashi and the Malbim brought down. But Rabba Barlima, Gemara Gemirala. Rabba Barlima, though, had a Misora that this was his Aveira. He was a Baal Aveira. He might carry la Shagal. So why did he call it Shagal? Because this dog was as beloved to him as the queen was. Inami or Shoshiva Makam Shagal. Or he put the animal, the dog, in the place where the queen should have been sitting. Okay, either way, that is all number three. Third source, how do you know that Daryavish became bad? Right, we're comparing. We're saying if he was banned in the world of Mishka Behema, he must have been banned in other areas also. Viba Yisema, fourth pshat, minolan de ichmitz, last line, last pshat, mayacha, from this pasuk, Ezra says, Ar-Kesaf, Kakrin, Mea, you could have 100 silver talents of silver. V'Archintin, Korin, Mea, V'Archamar, Batin, the Mea, V'Adbasin, Meshach, Mea, Malachdi, Loksav, all these different raw materials with a limit. Meikara, V'lo Kitsusa, V'Hashta, V'Kitsusa. Originally said, whatever you want, as much as you want, and all of a sudden he's giving limits to it. So doesn't that show that he's become worse? Who says? Maybe beforehand, at the beginning, he just didn't know how much they needed. But later on, he found out. He said, okay, take this amount. This is what you need. Okay, forget this last answer. We go back to one of the first three. Adkan, the first line of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We said, Rosh Hashanah li milachim. Right? Rosh Hashanah ochar b'nisan. Now we get to the next word. Right, that's why the second Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is in the 10 blot from now. Right, next word in the Mishnah, liregalim. What does that mean? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the regalim. Says the Gemara, regalim becha b'nisanu? Really, the first of Nisan? Bechamisha asar b'nisanu. I never heard of a holiday on the first of Nisan. I heard of a yachomei Rosh Chodesh. There's a Havamina that Sipur starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but there's no holiday, so what does it mean that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim? Summer of Chista, Regel Shebo Rosh Hashanah Li Regalim. A Regel that in this month, it's Rosh Hashanah Li Regalim, meaning Pesach starts it. Pesach referring to the holiday that is in this month. Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina? What halachic issue comes up with the fact that Pesach is first? Li Noder Lamekam Alei B'Bal Ta'acher, for the violation of Bal Ta'acher, the Isser of delaying fulfilling one's vows, Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, when does that Isser take place? If somebody makes a Neder, and then they don't fulfill it, when do they violate it? They have 24 hours, right? They have a week, they have a month, they have Yontif. And we're going to see five different opinions on Ahmed Bey's, which Yontif? How many? One, two, three, in order, out of order, right? Which Yontif? Five different opinions, but according to some opinions, it starts with Nisan. Starts with Nisan. V'Rebbe Shimoni, as Rebbe Shimon Shita, Detanya, Echad Anoder, Echad Makdash, Echad Ma'arich. If somebody makes a neder, or is Makdash something to the base of Mikdash, or is Ma'arich, right? This week's Parsha, Arachin. You give a Arach of people. Kiva Shabru Abra Olav Gimel Regalim. Once three holidays, three Regalim passed over Balta Acher. The Tanakhama says, any three regalim, wherever you are in the year, go buy the next three regalim. Right now, if we made a nether today, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. As Pesach passes, we would violate. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Gimel regalim kisidron. It goes kisidron. It has to be in order. So if you make a nether today, we have five regalim. Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's got to be in order, starting with Pesach. V'chagamazos tchila. That's Reb Shimon's shita. V'chein ha'yav shem b'yechay omer. Regalim, pa'amim gimel, pa'amim dalet, pa'amim chamesh. Chamisha, ketza, nod lefnei ha'pesach gimel, because then it's three. Lefnei ha'tzeres, chamisha, like now. Lefnei ha'chagarba. Right, so therefore you have all the different possibilities. Ask the Gilyoni Hashas here, a kushya atzuma. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says elsewhere that if somebody is chayev, a chatas, an asham, all of these karbanos, you are mimashkinin. Right? The Gemara says and the Mishnah says in Arachin that you are mimashkinin. And you have a pasuk to tell me, he quotes from the Gemara at the end of Maseches Krisus, he quotes it as the kushyas ha'olam. L'Reb Shimon, lama likra the shili krisus. The chayev chatos v'ashamos ein yab kippurim mechaper. Chayvei Karban Chatos and Asham. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. At the end of Maseches Krisus, and Yuma discusses this, you're right, even if Yom Kippur passes by, you have to bring a Chatos and an Asham. Typically, Midiboy Luhu Gimel Regalim Kisidron Lebal Ta'acher. What do you mean? Learn it, you don't need a pasuk. You need three regalim to violate Baal Ta'acher. Ve'i Isa, Hari Kfar Kippur Alav Yom HaKippurim. Ve'ein Alav Chiyav HaKarban Od. One second. If Yom Kippur, let's see, without the pasuk, if Yom Kippur would wipe out the karbon, then you would never violate Baal Ta'acher. Because Baal Ta'acher, you need a pasuk to tell me that you still have to bring the karbon. Says the Kushyas Olam, you don't need a pasuk for that. If you wouldn't have had a pasuk, then what we would have said, the karbon is, that you'll never be chayav Baal Ta'acher for karbanos. Because Yom Kippur will wipe out all of the karbanos. You'll never get to the next holiday. So, of course, you don't need a pasuk for that. V'nires, it says the good Hashas, it's a kushi atzuma. You would never, they would all disappear by Yom Kippur. You would never get to Sukkos. So he says it must be at least. You need the pasuk with a case where he says for a person who says echtev Yom Kippur mechaper. Right, in those cases, as we know, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Somebody says, "Don't worry, Yom Kippur will take care of me. I'll sin now, and Yom Kippur will wipe it out." In those cases, Yom Kippur does not wipe it out. So in those cases, even without the pasuk, you would say that the karban still exists. Okay, this is Reb Shimon. There is a machloka. Do we pasuk like Reb Shimon? The Ritva says right here, because we line up the Mishnah with Reb Shimon, we pasuk like Reb Shimon. But it's not so clear. The Rambam does not quote Kisidron. It sounds like the Rambam pasuk is three lav dafki in order. The Kesef Mishnah deals with how the Magen Mishnah deals with how the Rambam says that in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, in Perek Yudalid, that the Kesef Mishnah, I'm sorry, that the Rambam might hold like the Tanakama here. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter, second to last line. What is included in Baal Ta'acher? Discusses in Mitzvah Shir 2 weeks ago. What is the Isser? What if I make a promise I'm going to eat a hamburger and I don't eat the hamburger? Is that going to be a violation of Baal Ta'acher? So let's read. Chayvei hadamim. If I promise to give a value of something to the Beis Hamikdash, v'ha'arachin, v'ha'charamim. Right, another way to be mocked or something. V'ha'ekdeshos, chatalos, v'ashamos, olos, shlamim, stukos. Stukos, Baal Ta'acher. We show him here. Discuss Tosas quotes the Gemara that we're going to have in 3 days from now. Rava says if you obligate yourself to give stukos, you have to pay right away. It's not Baal Ta'acher. So how do you work out Rava with this? Is it a machlokas? Then Machlokes, or Rishonim struggle to figure out what the difference between the two is. Tosfos here says, it depends if there's a poor person in front of you. If there's a poor person in front of you, then you have to give it right now. If there's no poor person, then you have Baal Ta'acher, you have the regular rules of the Chagim. That's one answer. Others say there's a difference between if there's an Aseh, the Los Aseh, which we'll get to, but then it's a big discussion. Maybe we'll talk about it again on Daf Vav. Tzakos, Umaisros. Maisros. Right, Meiser, Rishon, Meiser, Shani, other Meisers, if somebody doesn't give Meiser in the proper time, so then they're going to violate Baal Ta'acher. Again, each one of this is discussed by the Rishonim. Isn't there a mitzvah in the Torah called Biur Meisros in Kisavo? Right, so it's at the end of the fourth year, the end of a certain years, you say Biur, so what kind of rule is there beforehand? Right, what do you need? Well, there's a halacha of three chagim, so maybe there's a difference between whether you are mafreshe yet, and you have it here, versus you aren't mafreshe yet. So again, the Rishonim trying to discuss, how do you put that together with beer? This Tosfos here discusses it. Bichar, a Bichar Behemah. If I have a Bichar Behemah, I have to give it to the Kohen. I have to get it to him before the Chagim. Umaiser, this is talking about Maiser Behemah. Again, a controversial issue, whether this should be on the list. The Shagas Arya here in the Turei Evan does not think that Maiser should be on the list. It's a different kind of Chiyuv. Maiser, remember, is situational. If nowadays we don't have Maiser Behemah because we choose not to put the animals through the fence because we don't want to have any karbanis walking around. That's as mechuyev as Trumas and Maiseris and Bechar, which are automatic. They have a chiyev to do. Are Trumas and Maiseris automatic? What if I don't want to eat from the field? Do I have to take off Trumas and Maiseris? We don't have time to do it again, but that's the Taz in Yaradei and Siman Aleph. The Taz has the Chiddush Gadol that even if you have no plans of eating, you have to take off Trumas and Maiseris. And the Rebbe Kivager there says, what? If you have no plan of eating? So the Achronim point out that this line seems to be like the Taz, a ride to the Taz. That Shumas and Maisers are on this list for Baal Ta'acher. What do you mean? What if you have no plans of eating it for 4 years? Maybe the Taz is right. That's what this line assumes. Again, the Taz in Yeradeya and Simon Aleph. Pesach. Pesach is on the list. Pesach again. How is Pesach on the list? Every one of these is somewhat controversial, right? Isn't Pesach just have one day, Erev Pesach, when it is Mechuyav? Leket Shichra V'Peya. All of these Matnes Aniyim, this Tosfos up here discusses. Isn't the mitzvah here to leave it and not to, you don't have to give it, you have to leave it. So Tosfos says, the case is where if you took it by mistake, then you have a chiyuv to give it by Balta, right? You're not going to take Peya. You're not going to take Leket or Shechacha. But if you did, you have to make sure to get it out of your Rishos before the Chagim is violating Balta Acher. Kivash Avar, Allah, Shalosh Regalim over Balta Acher. You violate Balta Acher. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, here we have all the opinions. Shalosh Regalim Kisidron. Three Regalim in order. The Tanakhama, remember, held any three. Fascinating discussion I saw, the Biuri Adav quotes. According to the Tanakhama, it's three Regalim. Does it have to be three different Regalim? What happens if it's Pesach and somebody's sick on Shavuos? They're Ba'ones. There's no way they could have come. So that doesn't count. Pesach, Sukkis, Pesach? Does it have to be three different ones or any three? That's his suffix. Right. So Reb Shimon says, in order. The Chagamasa Schila, Pesach is first. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivan Sha'abar Lein Regel Echad, O Rata Acher. One. Even one Chag, you finished. Reb Lazar Ben Yaakov Omer, Kivan Sha'abar Lein Shnei Regalim over Balta Acher. Two. We'll get to the source for each of these. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, Kivan Sha'avar Alein Chag Hasukis over Alein Balta Acher. Just Sukis, arguing on his father. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Good. So what are the svaris? What are the sources? My time at the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say any three? Michti. Minayu Salik. If you look at the Psukim by Malta Acher, we're talking about the Chagim. Lamale Lameder Umichta Vachagamatzas Vachagashuas Vachagasukas. Why do I have to repeat the three? Shema Mino Lamalta Acher. Must be giving you a limit. Right? When do you violate Malta Acher? Not every day. Only once. Three holidays pass. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar B'Chagasukis. You don't have to say the Chagasukis, the third one. Shebodi Barakasa. That's the context we're talking about. Lama Ne'amar Lomar Shezu Achron. To teach us that that has to be the last one. Pesach Shavuos, Sukkis. V'Rebbe Meir. What about Rabbi Meir? Meir says, any one. My time, Tichsiv Uvasa Shama V'Havesim Shama. Right? Once you go there. You go there, you're there. So it's every Yantif. V'Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that? Hachu la'asei. That's for the mitzvah asei. Remember, there's a mitzvah asei involved in here also, that you have to fulfill your words, right? The pasuk also in Kiseitze has a mitzvah asei and a mitzvah los asei, about ta'acher, los acher, l'shamo. We'll talk about more, Bez Hashem, at the beginning of tomorrow's year. And the asei kicks in the first Yantif. The los asei is after all three chagim. Again, that is, we'll get to Mezrachim tomorrow, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, how many assays are counted. The Rambam counts one big assay for all types of Nadarim. Nidre Hektish and Nidre Rishus. And the Ramban says two different psukim. Parshas Matos and Parshas Kiseitse. Two different psukim, two different mitzvahs. And the Rambam has it as one big one. We'll talk about the lumdus for that, Beis Hashem, tomorrow. And just to remind you that what we discussed in Beitza, on Daf Yutes, a Chiddush Gadol of the Pnei Yoshua, that's discussed here by the Achronim, the Pnei Yoshua says that the asei is only violated after your mafresh. If you're mafresh and you don't bring it, that's where we say there is an isser. But if you're never mafresh, you just said, I'm going to bring an animal, but you're never mafresh, then there's no asei even. At the end, brings rise to that. Fine. Let's just continue a couple more shitos, and then we'll get into it tomorrow. Rabbi Meir, Kivan da Amar Le Rachmana, Aisi, Velo Aisi, Mameila, Kamli, Balta Acher. The asei and the losasei go together. If the Torah tells you to bring, you don't bring. So the Losa says even, the first Yantif, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, my time, what's his reason? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, even two of them, Dechziv, Elo Tasu Lashem, Bim Mo'adechem, Miet Mo'adim Shnayim. This is what you should do on your holidays. Holidays, the minimum number of holidays is two. Mo'adim, so it's two. After two we have in here, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, also called Mo'adim. So maybe you should say it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says it must be that it's linked to the other pasuk also. V'havesam shama, where you have a chiyuv to go there. You don't have a chiyuv to go there, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's got to be a moed that you have a chiyuv to go there, which is only the regalim. V'rabbanon, what do the rabbanon do with that pasuk? Ahu, look at Rabbi Yonah. Tell Rabbi Yonah, hok shekol ha-moedim kulam zeh lazeh. Elam moedechem, that's comparing all the holidays to each other. Shekulon mechaber motobas biklash v'kadashim. Every seir that's brought for the musaf of every holiday is machaper for that aveira tumas mikdash v'kadasha, going into the base of mikdash when you're tame, or karbanas that are tame. For Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, my time, what's his reason? The last one, his reason why it is sukkis, and that's it. Titania, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, lo yomar chaga sukkis, shabo dibra akasev. Why do you have to say sukkis? Lama ne'amar, lama ne'amar, lomar shezeh goreim. The dish be that it's all sukkis. It's all sukkis, and if we pass by sukkis, so then Baal Ta'acher is violated. Let's stop here, because we explained all of the different shitos, and we're going to go into what each one does with the other ones. Sukkim, starting with Rebbe Meir on tomorrow's daf. Again, Beis Hashem, we'll continue. Again, there's a lot here to talk about, and tomorrow's daf is jam-packed. Beis Hashem, we will continue in the coming days.